live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to today's Q&A. I'm DJ Phone with a packed show for you today. We're going to have three different segments today, all about things that are very, very important to us. The first one, we're going to start out, anybody who's ever enjoyed old cars, and I mean really old cars, will really love this first segment. We have Scott Hine here from the Prescott Antique Auto Car Club, or Auto Club. Their big show is coming up at Watson Lake. This is Scott's annual visit. We got to make that more than annual with Scott. And then we'll also talk after the first break with our friends from the Yavapai Humane Society. Ryan and Jason are here to talk about that. Then after the news break with Link, we have a new rabbi at Prescott's Temple Brith Shalom. That is Rabbi Holly Levin-Cohn. So kind of a nice variety in today's show. If you've been missing the Diamondbacks all week because it's All-Star break, keep in mind they are back in action tomorrow. As they return from the All-Star break to Chase Field, they will host the Colorado Rockies for three games starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow, right after Let's Talk Sports at 4 on KQ&A. We always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And we'll get started with Scott Hine in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 772-2751. They're waiting to hear from you and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-Banks host the Rockies Friday at 6 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chico Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Time for the Prescott Antique Auto Show because Scott Hine is here. This is the 44th annual Prescott Antique Auto Club show. This one, again, at Watson Lake. Scott, give us a basic rundown on what's going on and when.
Well, DJ, it's a pleasure to be here again. Thank you for inviting me. I was thinking back, this is about my fifth or sixth time I've been on the show about this time of year. Mm-hmm. But 44th annual show, by the way, in 1970 is when the club started, so we'll be 50 years old in the year 2020. But this is our 44th annual show out at beautiful Watson Lake Park. And again, we have the four venues for the people that want to come out to the show. Either day, Saturday or Sunday, or both days, because the admission is only $5 per person. So in effect, if you come both days, you're paying $2.50 a day, which is not a bad deal for the show that we have to offer you.
Mm-hmm. And what changes or improvements do you have for this show compared to the last couple ones?
Well, there's always been a complaint about there's never enough parking for the people coming in, but the city of Prescott has enlarged that parking lot for us that's on the side of Highway 89 there. I think they've increased it by about maybe 30% to 40%. So I don't think we'll have enough problem, have any problems with parking, but I'll tell you, it fills up, and we've always have full parking lots on both sides for every time we have this show.
Now, I've interviewed a lot of people over the years here who have classic car shows, but yours is unique. How old, and you say antique, you ain't kidding. Tell us how old some of these cars are.
Well, some of these cars are pretty old, but I have to say something first, and you're not going to believe this, but a classic car is considered a car that's 25 years or older.
So okay, this year we broke my heart.
Well, we are accepting cars this year in the show car area if they're older than 1993. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Now think about that. Here we are, 2018, and as the years go by, the 20th century is fading into our memory, and those are really what I always consider the classic and antique cars from last century. It's hard to believe that a classic car is considered a 1993 or something like that. So it's different.
Now, the funny thing is, too, for those who don't remember your last appearance, is that when you first got involved in this, you really weren't much of a car guy, were you?
Not really. I'm kind of a de facto spokesman for the club, but I've never restored a car. However, when my in-laws gave us their cars, we ended up getting three of them. So we have antique cars now that we maintain, and I do the best I can to put them in the parades and things like that. But boy, we have some people in our club that you would not believe what they can do with automobiles. And if you are an old car owner and you want to get involved, we have one of the largest car clubs in the state of Arizona.
And that leads perfectly into one of the unique things about this, because if you have an antique car, it might be almost impossible to find parts, but you have a solution for that, don't
we
you?
We do, we do. One of the venues we have, besides the show cars, where people can bring their cars to show for trophies, is a parts exchange swap meet area. More than 130 vendors will be there from all over the state of Arizona and outlying states. And they will have car parts galore for anything from the early 1900s all the way up to the 2000s for parts. So from a Ford hubcap to a Buick gas cap to spark plugs and hard-to-find parts, if you're looking for something, come out to the show and peruse the stalls that we have there. You should be able to find it.
And describe the car corral for me.
Oh, the car corral. Our show, which is unique to our show, these four venues that we have, this third venue, the Car Corral. If you're interested in selling a vehicle, it doesn't matter what year it is For $20, you can put your car in our car corral, our for sale car corral, a special area set aside for where over a period of 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, hundreds upon hundreds of people will be walking through there looking at those cars. And there's a very good chance that most of the people that are there showing their cars in the car corral have their titles with them, and you can actually buy a vehicle right on the spot. So you can come out, bring your car out as early as Friday morning. Even though the show doesn't start until Saturday, we're accepting cars in the car corral as early as 7 o'clock Friday morning, the 3rd of August.
Now, I understand a little bird told me that a car in your family ended up in the Wall Street Journal. What's that story?
Very interesting story. We had a contact through a member in our car club with the Wall Street Journal, the gentleman in the Wall Street Journal who writes articles about cars. And he said, you know, your car, you have a 1918 Buick, and it's 100 years old this year. Maybe the Wall Street Journal would be interested in that story. And they were. It was absolutely wonderful. They brought a photographer up, took pictures, and our car ended up in the Wall Street Journal. It was a real thrill. It really was.
You know, it's funny, Scott, as you mentioned how a classic car now qualifies as anything from 1993 and before that. When I was a kid, now this is like 1967, my parents had a 1953 Chevy. I thought that was the oldest car in existence,
right.
And it was only a 14-year difference. And now, of course, that I'm older, a 1960 car seems kind of modern.
That's right.
So as we get older, our memories become a little bit different, don't they?
That's right. I know. I'm a sucker for the cars back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and that's what I really like are those cars.
You know, I have a buddy back in my hometown. His name is Gary. Gary has only driven all his life cars from the 1960s. That's what he was brought up on repairing. He can take any 1960s car apart, put it back together. Here's the problem. Because those cars are 50 years old, they break down a lot. And what will also happen is when he puts his car in the shop, he has to rent a car, which is a 2017 model. You ought to see him try to adapt to that.
Open. Solid plastic and aluminum. You really can't work on the car, but these older cars you can work on. You get your hands greasy. Mm-hmm. You can actually change the spark plugs and things like that. So that's the era that I really enjoy are those cars from that era.
And that's why so many mechanics now have to be computer or software experts too. Hey, you've also got raffle prizes. Tell us about that.
This year we've added some nice ones. This year, what more appropriate raffle prize to have for the Watson Lake Car Show than a kayak? We're going to be raffling off a kayak. We have boys and girls bicycles. We have automotive supplies and tools and just about anything. We have hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of raffle prizes that we're going to be giving out all day, Friday and Saturday, the 4th and 5th of August.
Tell me how many members, roughly, and how many cars are in the club.
Well, we have... Well, gee, right now, the last time I heard, about 220 members, which actually 220 memberships, which includes more than this 220 people.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the interesting thing. More than 600 cars amongst these people. And
wow.
So that's quite a lot of automobiles.
So where does the money go that's raised from the car show?
I always like answering this question because it's important. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, the first weekend of August, this year the 4th and the 5th out at Watson Lake Park. We use our proceeds from this show to fund scholarships at Yavapai College for those students that are interested in the automotive field. Another thing that we provide money to is every Christmas we are very much involved in giving gifts to the veterans out at the Veterans Hospital. And also, if you've seen our red fire truck in the parades, it takes a lot to maintain and house and insure that vehicle, and that's where a lot of our money goes also.
Indeed. And now we mentioned before the parts exchange. You're also going to have a vendor area. That can be very important for antique car owners, can't it?
Well, that And if you like to see the old hit-and-miss gasoline engines, the old steam engines with water pumps, and the old... You can spend a whole afternoon just wandering amongst the aisle there and looking at these machines. Kids love this area because it's noisy and it's smelly, and it just brings back the smells from yesteryear. It's really great. I think you would really enjoy the old engine fire-up area that we have as a part of this show.
You know, when you mentioned the old engine fire-up area, I was reminded of me walking in a marathon, but we'll leave that for another time. So tell us once again when and where for the 44th annual Prescott Antique Auto Club Watson Lake Show.
Held at Watson Lake Park, north of Prescott, Arizona, on Highway 89. Plenty of free parking, $5 to get in for both days. It's a wristband event, so you'll get a wristband. Kids 15 and younger with an adult are entered for free. And Saturday and Sunday, bring your antique car out. You can put it in the show on Saturday for $25. You can put it in our show on Sunday for $10. And a special area on Sunday only, Volkswagens and rat rods. If you have a Volkswagen or a rat rod, bring it out on Sunday. We'll even have special trophies for Volkswagens and rat rods on that day.
And if you'd like to mention some of the sponsors who make this possible?
Well, large parking area that we have, we're going to have a couple of dedicated 6 and 9 passenger golf carts to be able to shuttle people back and forth so they don't have to walk so far. I'm very happy to let you know that Arizona Ranch and Resort Golf Carts out in Prescott Valley are providing us with those vehicles.
Very good. And that is Scott Hine with the Prescott Antique Auto Club Show. Don't wait a year before coming back, Scott. Keep surprised.
Do you
guys have monthly meetings?
Every month.
Where?
The second Wednesday of every month at our clubhouse. Go to paacaz.com. paacaz.com. Everything you want to know about our club is right there. Tell you everything you need to know.
Very good. Thank you, Scott, for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We're going to talk furry four-legged friends with Ryan and Jason from the Yavapai Humane Society coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican. That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Don't miss this one.
Wow.
What a sale.
Finley Buick is dropping the price of every new Buick on the lot.
Some up to $12,000.
Like I said.
Wow, what a sale.
A 2018 Buick Envision. Save up to $5,000. Now starting at just $4,890. Choose a new 2018 Buick Encore and save up to $6,500 off MSRP. Your price starting at just $18,824.
These are not just bare bone base models.
These are fully equipped models. You won't find a better deal or dealer in the state. A new 2017 Buick LaCrosse is now up to $12,000 off MSRP. Your price starting at just $39,445. Like I said.
Wow, what a sale.
Finley Buick in Prescott. Online at FinleyBuickGMC.com or call 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Good friends, we have the perfect people to do that. We have Ryan Henderson and Jason Marchisano. Did I get that correct, Jason?
That's right. Thank you.
It only took about a day of practicing, so I'm glad to hear that. Jason, your role with the Yavapai Humane Society is?
I am the director of operations.
And Ryan, yours?
I'm the operations manager.
We're really glad to have you guys here, and particularly because the timing is really good. Just last week in the Arizona Republic newspaper, I saw a big story that the Humane Society in Phoenix, which of course is much larger, they reported over 1,000 dogs and cats brought to their shelters in the days after the 4th of July and with the monsoon rains. Tell us what the combination of fireworks noises and thunder and lightning do to dogs and cats.
Okay. So first of all, thank you for having us on. DJ Phone, it's a pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. Animals, their hearing is 100 times more sensitive than ours as humans. So when those fireworks are going off or those storms are coming in and that thunder is coming in loud, it really frightens them. If they're not in a place of comfortability, they're likely to stray away or, you know, run scared. So it's important that we secure our fence lines, that we bring our animals inside where they feel safe and comfortable, and then hopefully they're not, you know, missing, and we're not missing our loved ones. So shelters find it, you know, difficult and hard because so many animals come in overnight or when those events take place just for not having those animals in a place of comfortability.
Ryan, take me through the process. What happens when someone, a good Samaritan, finds a stray dog or cat and brings them in? What do you guys do?
All right, well, if you find an animal, you want to bring them down to the shelter. We're going to scan them for a microchip as soon as you bring them in the door. Mm-hmm. We're going to check for a license so we can check them for licensing. If we can find their owner there, we'll give them a call, have them come pick up their animal. If not, we'll intake the animal. We take a picture of it. We do some paperwork and check it out medically. And then we give it a 3-day hold. In that 3 days, we post a picture on our website and on Lost Pets of Northern Arizona. And people can take a look there if they're missing their animal, and they'll see if it came into our shelter, and then they can come pick it up, and we'll get it all taken care of from there.
Your associate, Terry Davis, and I have talked many times about the importance of microchipping. How often do you see someone has taken the care to microchip their pet but haven't kept up their address and phone number?
It happens more often than we'd like to see. I would say about 40% of the time. So
really?
It's unfortunate. The great thing about microchips is, you know, you have your information tied to that chip and we're able to contact you when your animal goes missing. The unfortunate part is when it's not kept current. So when we change our addresses or our phone numbers or we end up moving out of state, a lot of us, you know, just that's not something that's on our minds is, oh, I got to upgrade the microchip. You just automatically assume, oh, my dog's microchip, they'll contact me if it's missing. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case. A lot of these microchip companies, you know, offer either 1 year or lifetime registration fees. And so, you know, you have to pay those fees, keep your information current, and that ensures that you're going to be able to be contacted when your loved one goes missing.
Mm-hmm. Jason, this is your first time, and Ryan, your first time on Q&A. Jason, I'll come back to Ryan on this. Tell us about how long have you, first of all, been involved with the Yavapai Humane Society?
I've been with the Yavapai Humane Society for almost 4 years now. September will be 4 years.
Tell us about your background. What kind of got you involved in that?
you know, I've always wanted to do something that was rewarding, that meant something to me. I am married with six children, so, you know, having something where I can go home to my kids and talk about doing something that means a lot, that's special, it means a lot to me. So it's always been a passion of mine to just do something that I felt was rewarding. I've been in management all my life, about 18 years experience now, so I'm in a place that just, you know, really gives me a lot of joy, and I'm happy to be there.
See, if my dad worked for the Humane Society, every day he came home, I'd say, got any free samples? You know. Ryan, tell us about your background, how you got involved with the Humane Society.
All right, well, that's kind of interesting, because I was going to Yavapai College for nursing, and I needed a summer job. And I actually knew one of the longtime employees from the Humane Society, and he said, come on down and apply. I came in just to be a kennel tech. Ended up loving it so much that sure. I stayed for 4 years. I just had my four-year anniversary in June, so just a couple weeks ago. And I love it here. I love the mission. I love helping the animals. I love helping the community. It's just a very great passion of mine. And then my daughters are very avid animal lovers. And so, of course, like you said, they want me to take something home every
sure.
day and be the foster and all that. But we got a couple of the good dogs right now and a barn cat, and we're pretty happy with it.
See, I understand how you feel, because every day when I leave the radio station, I go home to four dogs, five adult cockatiels, plus five babies hatched in the last 2 weeks, plus a desert tortoise, plus a wonderful lady. So I'll make sure I don't forget that. But, Jason, tell me what it's like to see somebody come into the Humane Society who has lost their pet. I can imagine emotions are running high, and it can really be a wrenching process for you as well as for the owner, right?
That's correct. Frankly, when they come in and they're missing a pet, it's heartbreaking. I have pets and, you know, children, and if anything were to happen you know, something you love so much, obviously that's going to hurt you. So when they come in and they're missing their pets and they're not sure what to do, the best thing we can do for them is provide them all the resources possible, whether that's using social media to its greatest advantage, posting pictures, flyers, and kind of helping them or at least lead them in the right direction to accomplish those feats. The other half of that is when they come in, we're going to walk you through our kennels. And when they identify their animal, there's no greater feeling, and that's why I love this job so much, is seeing how happy that dog is to see their owner, you know, their mom or dad, and see how happy that person is to know that their dog is safe. I mean, really, that's why I do what I do. So there's no greater feeling than that, and, it, you know, it means a lot. So.
Yeah. I would imagine some tears are flowing on both sides of that counter, right?
Yes.
And, Ryan, tell me, you know, everybody knows about how affordable your rates are, shots, microchipping, things like this. Adoption fees are very, very reasonable. But you guys have a lot of costs to cover. And I always recommend to people that if you don't have family to leave a bequest to in your will, think about the Yavapai Humane Society. To both of you can describe for me, describe some of the costs you guys incur.
Well, currently, operationally wise, we have, what is it, $3 million budget, just over?
3.2 operating. Mm-hmm.
And that goes into, you know, employee costs like payroll and whatnot, but also every animal that comes through our door, to get them ready for adoption, we spay or neuter them if they're not already done. We fully vaccinate the animal for mm-hmm. everything that's out there, including rabies, and then we give them a microchip. All those incur a certain amount of cost that we offset with grants and whatnot, and also donations from the public. So we're very dependent on donations to operate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan has said most of it. So it's a $3.2 million operating budget, and we really rely on the community donations. We get no government funding at all. Mm-hmm. So donations, wills, estates, those things really keep us going and allow us to do what we do for the animals. On average, an animal is going to cost us about $474 to take care of, you know, from beginning to end mm-hmm. when it comes to finding a home. And our adoption fees range from $50 to $100 to $150 tops.
Yeah.
So we're never really going to, you know, get back what we put in. But ultimately, that's not what it's about. If we can, you know, find these animals great homes and the community is happy with the way the shelter presents itself and what we do for these animals, then on the, you know, flip side of that, we're hoping that they're going to want to donate and provide for the organization.
Ryan, tell us the importance of your volunteers.
Oh, our volunteers are super important. I don't have enough staff to get all the animals out on walks every day. If I didn't have my dog walkers coming down, if I didn't have my cat killers coming down to play with and brush these cats and take them to off-site events and do all the other things we do. We have a cat center at PetSmart right now, and that's where we take all our kittens. Mm-hmm. Our volunteers are so important just to running the organization, to filling in the gaps where we can't be all the time. So it's just... They're super important. I can't even stress that.
Absolutely priceless.
Yeah. Jason, we mentioned before the impact of monsoon, rains, thunderstorms, thunder, lightning, wind, noise from fireworks, how that can upset animals. We just discovered the other night one of the effects of the monsoons, we've seen some things in our backyard we haven't seen before that the rains bring out. Should we be on the lookout for anything if we have pets we keep in the backyard?
Sure. I mean, definitely as it heats up, snakes can be a threat. Scorpions can be a threat.
We had a tarantula walk right by my lawn chair in mm-hmm. the backyard. And I remember thinking, thank goodness I don't have my caged cockatiels out here right now.
Absolutely. And animals can be curious. They're curious mm-hmm. creatures. Our dogs, our cats, our mm-hmm. pets, very curious. So they go right up to these other animals or insects and creatures, and so sometimes they don't even realize the harm that they're putting themselves in.
Yeah.
So making sure that you keep your animals vaccinated. Our spay and neuter wellness clinic provides rabies vaccines, and what that does is it buys you a little bit of time. Well, not just rabies vaccines, I'm sorry, but also rattlesnake vaccines. And what that does is it buys you some time, so if your animal is bitten, it gives you a certain amount of time to get your dog to the vet where it can still be saved, or your cat and whatnot. So.
Do you get many people claiming that their dog messed with a toad they discovered? We're getting
Not
toads.
Many.
We're getting toads for some reason in our drain pipes, and we only see them after a heavy rain. And I've been told, don't let your dog anywhere near the toads.
Right, absolutely. Those toads could be poisonous. But mm-hmm. I haven't heard a lot of those complaints as of yet. But I'm sure that they're out there and experiences
sure.
such as yourself, So just keeping, again, your animals inside or somewhere where they can be safe and secure and comfortable in times of that, tough weather, mm-hmm. I think is important.
We can never let you guys go without letting you talk about the Humane Society thrift store.
Oh, absolutely. So our thrift store has specials on Saturdays where it's 50% off, things like that. So it's important to go to our website, yavapaihumane.org, check out our thrift store, look for those specials and discounts. A lot of great deals that you can find there. And all those proceeds go right back to helping the organization and the animals inside that organization. So the thrift store is a really special place where, we can get people in the community things they need, and then on the other end of that money goes back towards helping provide all the care possible for the animals at the organization.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, any final thoughts?
No, just happy to be here. Glad we could get our message out. And make sure you are watching your dogs and all that thunder and lightning out there and keeping them safe and making sure they're secure.
And
sure.
Keep in mind, too, that here in the Prescott area next week, it'll be in the low to mid-90s again. So practice keeping your dog and cat cool, in the shade, and well-hydrated, right?
Very important, yes.
Indeed.
Thank you so much.
And Ryan Henderson, Jason Marchisano, right?
That's
Thank
correct.
You so much for joining us today from the Yavapai Humane Society. Stay tuned, because it's time for state and local news, followed by a chat with our new rabbi. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallaca Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your air conditioner is the ticket to cool comfort in your home. The longer you properly maintain it, the longer the efficiency of your unit. We'll have tips on annual maintenance to keep your AC in A-plus condition. From outdoor trees and plants to everything for the Arizona homeowner, start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Back to Q&A with DJ Phone in just a moment. But first, this news break. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with news and weather brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Parts of northern Arizona are recovering after being hit hard by heavy monsoon rains yesterday. National Weather Service meteorologist Jonathan Suk explains the San Francisco Peaks area near Flagstaff was especially hit hard by rain and even some hail.
We actually were seeing rainfall rates of about 3 inches, coming down a little more, bit more than 3 inches in 1 hour. And the frequency of that is about a 1 in 200, so that makes it about a greater than 200-year event.
Meteorologist Mark Stubblefield explains this storm development has been interesting.
Some storms are forming over the same area and dropping multiple rounds of heavy precipitation, and that's led to some flooding, specifically around the San Francisco Peaks and also down in the Prescott area.
Thunderstorm chances will continue in the area each day in our forecast through the weekend into early next week. Two people are recovering from injuries after an automobile collision. At around 10:30 yesterday morning, Prescott Fire Department dispatch received a call regarding a two-vehicle collision on Willow Creek Road and College Heights Drive. The initial arriving units found two vehicles with heavy damage. The two drivers involved were both treated by advanced life support personnel for their injuries. They were wearing their seatbelts, and both vehicles had airbags that deployed. The victims were taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center for injuries. The cause of the incident remains under investigation. I'm Gregory Scott reporting. Your KQ&A forecast down to a 20% chance of rain overnight in the Prescott area, 64 for a low, 87 the high tomorrow. Another 40% chance of rain on Friday in the Verde Valley, 20% chance of overnight showers, 72 the low, sunny and hot tomorrow, 97 the high on Friday with a 40% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. That's news and weather brought to you by Wallach and Volk. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130, Men 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at KQNA.com. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Since 2011, we've leased four vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac for our family needs and small business. We live in North Phoenix, and people ask us why we travel an hour to purchase vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac lets us easily view new car inventory online, comparison price shop, and communicate via email to answer questions we may have. We enjoy the short drive and respite from Valley Heat, the small town, personal customer service, and prices better than we can find locally. Basically, leasing our vehicles through Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac has saved us considerable time, money, and headaches. Good folks to deal with. Joanne from Phoenix.
Thanks, Joanne. We sure appreciate all of our customers here at Lamb Chevrolet. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Go to lambchevrolet.com or call 928-778-5262.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 241. We have a newcomer in town, just moved here about a month ago, Rabbi Holly Levin Cohn. Thank you very much for joining us today. Welcome to the Prescott area. Tell us, first of all, where you came from, what your background is.
I just moved here from Dallas, Texas.
And I have been a rabbi now for 18 years, mm-hmm. and primarily have served smaller congregations. And I find that to be very meaningful work. The congregation that I most recently served was in Albany, Georgia, mm-hmm. and before that was in Odessa, Texas, and then some other congregations in between there, mm-hmm. and now I'm really excited to be in Prescott, mm-hmm. and to be serving Temple Bris Shalom. We are at a very exciting time with our congregation. I've started July 1st officially, and when I arrived here, I was able to go to a few different things, and I've been having a lot of fun. It's really a great community and Jewish community, mm-hmm. also, and I've really loved the congregation. The congregants are very gracious, and I'm really excited about my future here.
And we're glad to have you here, our friend, the author and local historian, Bill Weiss. Bill, tell us how you first met up with Rabbi Levin Cohen, or Levin Cohen.
Well, the congregation needed a new rabbi because our previous rabbi moved on, and so we had a rabbi search committee. The rabbinic organization called the rabbinic organization sent us a number of resumes, and Rabbi Cohn's resume really stood out among us. So according to the protocol, we had a Skype interview with her, and that impressed us greatly. And then we asked her to come in and meet with us and with the congregants. She had a whirlwind tour of Prescott for a few days over there. I'm glad I wasn't in her shoes. but eventually, she won us over, and so we offered her a contract. She signed up with us, and we're just delighted that she's with us.
And, Rabbi, tell us about how rare it is to have a woman rabbi, and what first got you interested in the profession or in the calling.
Actually, in this day and age, it's not so rare for women to be rabbis. Mm-hmm. In fact, the first rabbi that was ordained, many people don't know this, and it was actually discovered not too long ago, is a woman named Regina Jonas, and she was a rabbi ordained in Germany before World War II, and she died in Auschwitz. And so until some of the archives were open, that wasn't even discovered. So who people know is Rabbi Sally Priesand, who was ordained in 1972 from my seminary, Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion. And very shortly after, the Reconstructionist movement ordained women. 1985, women were ordained from the conservative movement. And even now, in 2013, there was a yeshiva called Yeshiva Maharat, that was started by Rabbi Avi Weiss and created in 2009. In 2013, the first Orthodox woman rabbi was ordained. And there are reform women rabbis that are ordained from our seminary in Jerusalem. So Hebrew Union College has four campuses. It started in Cincinnati. That's our oldest campus. Mm-hmm. They have a campus in New York, in Los Angeles, and in Jerusalem. The first campus I went to, all rabbis are required to go to Jerusalem for a year. Then I moved to Los Angeles for 2 years. They now ordain rabbis. They weren't then. So you had to choose Cincinnati or New York. So I went to Cincinnati, and that's where I was ordained. So what got me interested in being a rabbi was really my involvement in an organization called NFTY, the National Federation of Temple Youth, which is a high school youth group. Mm-hmm. And between my senior year of high school and my freshman year of college, I went on a youth group trip to Israel. And I came back and I told my parents that I wanted to be a rabbi. And they actually, their reply to me was, you'll get over it. Because with clergy, there's so much that goes on off of the pulpit that you don't really know all of the things, and I didn't.
And that would surprise a lot of the congregants too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think, oh, clergy just lead services.
That's all you do, right?
You know, and they don't understand the preparation for those, the classes you teach, hospital visits, you know, so many things that I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the University of Texas in Austin a few weeks later. I got involved. I was in advertising my first career. And I got very involved in the College of Communication in leadership positions and networking internships. So, which really helps in the rabbinate. And so as I did that, when I was working for an agency, I found that I couldn't even teach on Sunday mornings. I had to resign. And my time, because I was an assistant account executive, sometimes it was just waiting on the people that I was the assistant account executive for, the people who were our accountant. So that was really hard on me because Judaism was such a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started working on the client side of the business, I was able to do much more and started thinking about wanting to become a rabbi again.
Mm-hmm.
I had time to find out what I should do to prepare. I shadowed many rabbis in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, learned what rabbis do, really do, and applied, and I was accepted and moved to Jerusalem. So it's been a really exciting path that I've taken, and there's been exciting times. Of course, there's been bumps in the road.
Sure.
And I really feel that I've learned a lot over the years that I've been a rabbi. I love doing continuing education, mm-hmm. going to conferences, and bringing things back to the congregation. I think that's why being here in Prescott and people being so accepting of thinking to the future and wanting adult education and doing things with the youth, and that my strengths are being very welcome and accepted. So I'm just really excited.
Describe for us the branch or denomination of Judaism for you and your congregation. And is there an adjustment for the congregation when a new rabbi comes in?
I'm affiliated, or I was ordained, through the Reform Movement. And our congregation is part of the Reform Movement. So our umbrella organization is called the URJ, the Union for Reform Judaism. And there are about 900 congregations that are a part of this movement. And our congregation is unique, being the only congregation in town that we have a mixture of people who move here who come from all different backgrounds, mm-hmm. grew up in many different ways in Jewish practice, and we try to be able to reach out, but we're based and we use the prayer book and really are focused in the Reform movement. And when you transition from one rabbi to the next, a lot of times congregations will look for a rabbi that might fulfill things that they weren't feeling were there before. Mm-hmm. And so they might be going through a sense of loss for those things that the other rabbi did that they really found meaningful. Or, of course, you build relationships. And so there's a person, he's a professor, his last name is Bridges, who talks about transition. So oftentimes you come to a period of loss and transition where you're learning about each other. And that's really the focus. Is I love oral history, and I always ask people, where did you move here from? Because most all of our congregants, you can't say all, but most have come from somewhere else, because mm-hmm, the whole sure. demographic of this Quad Cities area mm-hmm. is retirees. And I love listening to people's stories, so I spend a lot of my time listening mm-hmm. and learning about people and learning the backstory of the congregation. Mm-hmm. And that is something... In fact, our religious school this year, the curriculum is teaching the kids about oral history, mm-hmm. the people who came before us. And right before Veterans Day, we're going to interview veterans who are members of our congregation and other things like that. So it's that's the learning curve with yeah. a rabbi, learning the dynamics of the board, learning the we have a person who plays the piano and directs our choir who I work with, learning curve with that. So it's and them learning how I work and the different ways and things I add to services. And
sure. Well, in 60 seconds or 60 seconds or so, tell us about the Jewish High Holy Days coming up soon.
So our High Holy Days go by the Jewish calendar, which is falls at different times on the secular calendar. So they're very early this year. And it's a time when we reflect on and go internally on who we are. We ask forgiveness from people that we've hurt and also the things that we've done that are between us and God, that only God knows. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah is the first holiday. It's the new year. And there's 10 days between Yom Kippur, which is our day of repentance. And, again, in between that time is when you're supposed to ask people for forgiveness, and they're supposed to forgive you.
Yeah.
And so that's a real big preparation time. So I'm in the midst of prep work for that. Our choir's in the midst of practicing. The people who put the nuts and bolts together and offer honors are in the midst of that. In fact, Bill chants from the Torah, and we read the story of the binding of Isaac. And I hear he does a beautiful job. So he's doing that, and other people who have things that they prepare for are in the midst of that.
And we thank you for coming to town. We're certainly glad to have you here. Bill Weiss, thank you for bringing Rabbi into the studio. We're going to take a break here, recommend people, how can they contact you at Temple of Brith Shalom?
So they are welcome to contact me through email. It's rabbi at brithshalom-az.org. So they're
good.
Welcome to email me directly and ask me any questions, and I'll be happy to answer them.
State, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and Monday's guests on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop?
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. YCCA loves this community. We love being your go-to resource for all your construction and remodeling needs. Before you start any construction project, call me, 778-0040. YCCA is your sunshine. Don't start without us.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then join me back here Monday at 2 for Q&A with my guests, Tom Agostino, with news from Highland Center and Folk Sessions concerts. Also, I'll talk to the Hall of Fame soccer coach at Yavapai College, Mike Pantaleone. We'll talk about the Yavapai College soccer season and ruminate on the World Cup tournament that is coming your way Monday on Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.